The Apostle St. John lived longest of all Jesus' original disciples, and towards the end of his long life, he wrote a letter to other Christians. In it, he describes his great realization that the nature of a conscious creator, that is God, is love. I'd like to take that great revelation, that God is love, and reach back across the mists of time to the point where it all began, to the point where there was nothing, literally no thing, no space, no time, no energy, just this concept of love. As the Bible says, God is spirit, so love is spirit. Just like any architect or builder needs tools to undertake construction, so love needed tools to bring about creation. In my understanding, there were three such tools, all reflecting the nature and character of love which formed them. These tools are the three great natural laws which we feel and experience all around us today, and without which we know that our existence would be impossible. They are gravity, light, and time. Gravity is the one that we all take for granted, but without which there would indeed be no thing. It not only holds us to the surface of the earth, a gift we can experience whenever we walk, lie on the ground, or jump in the air, it also binds our planet together, the moon to the earth, the planets to the sun. It also holds the atoms, which comprise all material and ourselves together, the protons, neutrons, and electrons. Without it, all would dissipate. Indefinitely. So at the timeless point of creation, all things were made by the power of gravity working on no things, literally making something out of nothing. But if gravity is one of the tools of creation, it also bears all the hallmarks of its creator, love. For love draws together, it does not drive apart. That is the nature of love, and God is love. If God is almighty, it is in this capacity to create something out of nothing, a process started at the point of creation. Modern science continues to grapple with its understanding of what makes nature tick, but the three tools of creation, the laws on which creation is based, remain as elusive as ever. In a sense, gravity should be the most comprehensible, with its great consistency and all-pervasive presence, but it's not. We read about weak gravitational forces within the atom, but we don't know what they are. Many have sought to master, manipulate, and control it, but it will not. We can read about investigations into its character, from 20th century experiments in Germany to the American space and defense programs. There are few tantalizing hints, but nothing in any way conclusive. And it is just as well that it is such a mystery, for imagine what dreadful chaos we could bring about by reversing the power of gravity. But if gravity is indeed forged by love, it's perhaps little wonder that we find it so hard to fathom, for we are touching on the membrane of divinity. Light and energy are synonymous, and we know that with light, there is potential for life. Again, it is part of everyday experience, a perpetual delight of brilliance and hues. Its presence thrills us and inspires us, and its variety dazzles us with all the colors of the spectrum. It is the change maker, the force that makes things grow, the source of heat and nourishment. Without it, what was transparent becomes invisible, what was lively becomes lifeless, and what was full of potential, inert. Space may be infinite, but light and energy are bounded by parameters. We know that all forms of light travel at a maximum speed, 286,000 miles per second, and that energy exists only from absolute zero, minus 273 degrees centigrade. As gravity began its work at the point of creation, forming everything out of nothing in what the scientists call singularity, the explosive nuclear energy that propelled its expansion was driven by light in the great event that we call the Big Bang. From that point on, love set in motion the process of creative evolution, which is amazingly well sequenced in the Bible's book of Genesis. Gravity divided earth from sky and seas from dry land, and light gave life to growing things, first fish, then animals, and eventually humans. So it is little surprise that when St. John came to write the first chapter of his Gospel, he speaks of the Word of God, that is love, being the light of the world, and how the light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered it. John describes Jesus, the manifestation of God with us, as this light, and it is fitting indeed that the life-giving tool of creation should be used to illustrate God in this way. Light is forever reaching out, forever giving of its brilliance, forever sharing of itself. As such, it also bears the hallmarks of its creator, love. Light has also baffled scientists for centuries. As with gravity, it is so tangible, so accessible, yet so elusive. For a long time, it was not possible to determine whether it was a wave or a particle. And the assumption now is that it has properties of both. We understand a little more of photons. We capture its images in chemicals and electronic files. But we still don't really know what it is. Like gravity, its forces have primeval power, and we harness light at our peril, as witnessed by mankind's use of nuclear energy and the discovery of laser weapons. Again, if light is indeed forged by love, it's perhaps little wonder that we find it so hard to fathom, for we are touching on the membrane of divinity. But if gravity and light shared between them the responsibility for creation, there would still be no existence without time. For time gives shape to the created order and allows for change and evolution to take place. It is the law which marks out the development of the universe and the parameters of our human lives. It, acting in concert with gravity, governs the motions of a planet, the passings of seasons, and the reshaping of the continents. Time sets the speed at which things happen. It is amazingly consistent and regular. Indeed, the only points at which its consistency is disturbed are at the boundaries it shares with the other two great tools of creation. At the speed of light, where Einstein discovered how relativity challenges the smooth working of Newtonian mechanics. And at the edges of those black holes in space, where time is challenged by the power of gravity. Humanity's whole experience of the universe is a mere blink of an eye when set against the backdrop of the whole creation process, just 100,000 years out of 15 billion. That's the equivalent of less than a minute within 24 hours. It was just 3,000 years ago that the writer of the book in the Bible called Ecclesiastes sought to explain things against the backdrop of time. Time moves forward at its steady pace, yet it is amazing how humanity has managed to turn its own evolution into an exponential experience. Perhaps the book of Genesis rightly identifies this process with the point at which humans became aware, going against God to seize the fruits of the tree of knowledge and gaining the capacity to differentiate between right and wrong. For unless we can understand and live in the mind of God, of love, the time for our existence will indeed be short. As we approach a full appreciation of the infinite power of God's technology, we have to understand that it is only sustainable technology for us if we can also aspire to God's character, and that is love. A moment's thought on nuclear power proves the point. So it is incumbent on any species with the capacity to live in God's knowledge to also live in the love which is God. Love has given us time, some time, to allow us to reshape ourselves in the image of God. But the exponential rate of our own technological progress is foreclosing that option for us. Time may be a great healer. It is love's way of providing healing grace. But this presupposes our own continued existence to be able to benefit from it. Of course, time travel has fascinated science fiction writers for years, but we can do nothing to alter the pace of a natural world, no matter how hard we try. The seasons, night and day, and the passage of tides are as regular as clockwork, and the only thing we can disrupt is space, physical disturbance. For time rolls on in a way which we can feel, measure, and rely on, but which is impenetrable to scientists and engineers. As with gravity and light, this is just as well, to prevent us from altering the past or predetermining the future. We say, God knows what the future will hold, but it is love giving time to work its purposes. And when love engages with humanity, it is through the medium of its creation, standing alongside us against the powers of nothing, darkness, and timelessness, which incessantly pull at the process of constructive and continual creation until creation is complete. So time rolls forward, and within the limitations of our human perception, our focus builds and then recedes as we move into the future and away from the past, respectively. But love sees the whole history of creation as a canvas, as a mother nurtures her growing child. So if time is indeed forged by love, it's perhaps little wonder that we find it so hard to fathom, for we are touching on the membrane of divinity. The three tools of creation are therefore as tangible to us today as at all stages in the wonder of creation, since its very start. Gravity holds you to the chair in which you sit. Light illuminates the world around you. Time gives you the opportunity to experience life. All are the tools created by love to establish creation, and all bear the hallmarks of love. And all continue to cooperate in the process of continuous creation, which we experience not only in our human lives, but also in the whole natural universe. And a final footnote. If the nature of God is indeed love, and the action of that love working as gravity, light, and time created all things, including ourselves, then surely it is logical that love should come to share the experience of that creation, to show what unconditional love looks like, to teach us how to relate to one another, even to save us from all that goes wrong at the cutting edge of creation.
You've been listening to Love in Creation by Gavin Oldham. If you'd like to study it further, please visit shareradio.co.uk/thinkingaloud.